Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services.
And they
Inc.
destroy your life.
Yeah.
And you have to be prepared. If you're going to run, you've got to be prepared to take it. But your family's got to be prepared to take that, right?
Yep.
I mean, they'll be bringing up stuff. Oh, your wife, did this 25 years ago, yep. right? So, I mean, it's unbelievable how much you have to put up with, and you've got to have some money and resources to be able to do it. And the reason I say that is because they're going to try to destroy your life and your business, right?
Right.
I mean, they're going
right.
to try to do that. That's what they do. Welcome back, Mike Lomas. Glenn Wiggle taking today off, but Mike Sparazza, I don't think you ever take a day off. So Mike Sparazza in studio with me. We'll do 45, 50 minutes here, hopefully, of, I don't know, we're all going to be all over the place. I have no idea. As I said, we really don't have a theme today. I mean, Hunter Biden getting off easy, of course. You know, that was a no-brainer. Did you see the Sam...
Bankman-Fried.
Yeah, he got off too. It's good. Yeah. It's good to be a Democrat in the country, yep. man. It is good. You can be a criminal Democrat and get away. And of course, the scumbag freaking media doesn't say anything about it. Sammy's going to walk. Nobody knows nothing, right? I mean, what a joke. If that was a Republican, top news story until the guy spent, until they sentenced him to 7,500 years in jail.
Well, the thing is, too, it wouldn't be, I mean, it would still be bad, but it wouldn't be as bad if you weren't indicting Donald Trump to hell right now. Right.
Like,
he's
right.
got, like, 750 years
yeah,
of jail
right.
time
that's
on
right.
the record right now.
Yeah.
But I sent this to you guys last night, Mike,
SBF steals billions of dollars
yeah.
and walks away with nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Scum.
And it's just
blatantly right in your face, scum is where we are right now. We have a two-tier justice system. Literally, so if you are a Democrat, and especially if you're a Democrat who fundraises for the Democrats, you can get away with whatever you want. Whatever you want, right?
And there's a rapper, Mike, that was for the gun charge that Hunter Biden got off on. There's a rapper that went to jail for 3 years for that.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, for sure.
African-American rapper,
for sure.
by the
way.
The
gun charge, I mean, he literally didn't pay taxes on $1.5 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
You try that.
Yeah. No.
You try that and see if you don't spend some jail time.
I assure you, by the way.
I actually, I sort of know somebody who... It wasn't even close to that. It was like $300,000 that he didn't claim. And he spent a year and a half in jail.
Yeah.
A year and a half in jail.
Yeah.
$1.5 million he didn't claim on his income. And by the way, that's nothing. That's that. These Biden scumbag family, there's millions of dollars that we know was set up through shell companies that nobody cares about. But why should they? I mean, the media doesn't talk about it. You know, they mentioned it a little bit. CNN mentioned it a little bit. And then say, oh, what a great father he is. This is how the story turns. What a great man he is. Oh, my gosh. Now, you know, Joe's a dirtbag because I got to tell you, I have a dad, and I'm very blessed to have a great dad.
Yep.
And I really believe that if I was a crackhead, a drug addict scumbag, and I knocked up a hooker, my parents would actually embrace that son or daughter.
Yep.
And I know my parents. They would adopt the baby, right? I mean, it would be no question that this baby is going to suffer at all, right? Instead, the Biden family looks the other way, totally neglecting this baby, you know, fighting to do a DNA test and paternity test and everything else so they don't have to pay a dollar. Meanwhile, they're getting $5 million bribes from, you know, Burisma. I mean, what a joke. It's just an absolute joke. Right in your face joke.
You bring up the media, Mike. This is a Gen Z TikToker that's, I'm assuming, working for Biden. Here's what he tweets last night. I am once again thankful to have President Biden in the Oval Office. After Hunter Biden agreed to a plea deal, Biden didn't attack the DOJ. He didn't make up conspiracies. He didn't scream and shout to fire people. He didn't interfere with the case. He accepted the result, and he's proud of his son for owning up to his mistakes.
Mm.
He is a good person and a good father who respects the presidency and the institutions we have in America. Yes. He does, Harry, because they work for him.
Yeah.
And they do everything right. for him.
That's right.
And his son owning up to his mistakes, he hasn't owned up to that kid you just mentioned, Mike.
I love it. They're like, well, you know, what seems a little fishy here is it took 5 years to get to this point. You know why it took 5 years to get to this point? on purpose. So yeah. they didn't interfere with the election because many people said if they had known about this, they probably wouldn't have voted at all. Not necessarily voting for Donald Trump, but not voting for Joe Biden. This was done on purpose, right? The timing of this is beautiful. Give it enough time before the next election, right? I mean, what a joke. He should be in jail. He should be in jail for multiple years. And this is just the tip of it. But anybody else, any Republican, you show me a Republican that says, "Ah, I forgot to put $1.5 million on my tax return," and show me them not going to jail.
I mean, like, you and I, if we didn't claim $5,000, would be getting audited by the IRS.
No doubt.
Right? I mean, you know, this is, I personally, you said, you know, that's right. I personally know people that have been audited for advertising expenses that the IRS thought were too high.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's what we're talking about. And this guy, and you said, you know, $1.5 million. We know of a $5 million deal already, right, that they are now saying is $10
million. Hiding those tapes, by the way. Those tapes will never be released.
No,
you'll never hear those tapes. No. The FBI will do nothing with them. They've got them in their hand. They've absolutely 1,000% have tapes on Joe Biden. And the reason I know that is because it would be very easy for Joe to end this. Hey, play the tapes. That's what I would do. Play the tapes. I didn't do anything wrong. Play the tapes.
And by the way, for Hunter Biden, too, at some point, Kevin McCarthy, I don't want you to tweet about it. I don't want you to do a news conference about it. Actually do something about this, right? And stop bitching and moaning about, oh, it's two tiers of justice. Okay, then do something about it.
Yeah.
You came in here. You said you were going to get us all the January 6th tapes. I haven't seen all those yet. A couple people have. I have not, right?
Yeah.
You said you were going to fix the two-tier justice system. You haven't done that yet. You were going to fix election fraud. You haven't done that yet. So stop talking and tweeting about it and actually do something about it. Maybe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would hope.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
But the White House never did anything wrong. This is great. How cooperative they were. This is, I mean, it's unbelievable to see the media massage this. This is, boy, what a dad. Father of the year. I mean, to support his son, you know.
Yeah.
Hunter and Biden, they were... That we know, Hunter and Joe, $5 million each, bribery to force Ukrainian prosecutor out of office. That we know, $5 million. Telling you, we know. I'll tell you why we know. Because Joe could very easily say play those tapes, and he does not. It could end right away.
Father of the year, Mike, that also showered with his adult daughter, young adult daughter. That's also another father of the year candidate for Joe Biden. That by the way, that will never come out either. Her diary, we will never see that.
Yeah.
You know, this everything this guy has done for 50 years now, lying about his graduation status right in college, lying about or not lying, but I guess saying if you ain't black if you don't vote for me, like all these racial things, his parenting skills, his actual record in Congress and in politics, he's a total dirtbag.
They bust these guys whether it's money laundering, whether it's on the Epstein Island, and they hold it against them. There's no, if you listen to Joe Biden, he sounded like Donald Trump 30 years ago. He was tough on the border. Tough on crime. I mean, really tough on drug crime. I mean, there's videos of him saying, look, if you get busted with this much crack, which looked like the size of a quarter, I want you in jail forever. I don't want you on the streets with my wife or my son or my daughters, my nieces and nephews. I mean, you know, all of a sudden they turn on a dime. And the left-wing radicals in this state, I mean, if they can't continue to get any more crazy with letting scumbag criminals out back on the streets. I mean, now they're talking about, pushing for more legislation to make it easier to overturn your conviction. So meaning that, okay, you've got a track record. Mike Spiraza robbed a bunch of homes. We really need to do whatever we can to clear that from his record. That is going to be an absolute tragedy like we've never seen before.
Yep.
I mean, talk about our business, right? So I'll tell you what's going to happen in our business. We are going to stop hiring in the state of New York.
Yep.
And we are going to continue to build out in the state of Florida. Because what these scumbag liberal Democrats will do is they will expunge, they will clean up all these dirtbags' records, right? And then guess what they're going to do? They're going to come into the financial guy's office. They're going to come into the financial office down the street. They're going to go to the bank, and they're going to say, I would like a job in charge of other people's money.
Yep.
And we're going to look at their track record as we do, and we run a report on them. And the bank's going to come back and say, wow, Joey looks pretty good.
Yeah.
He's got a clean record. And then they're going to find out that Joey is stealing other people's money 5 years later. And they're going to be shocked because they're going to say, boy, had we known that he stole people's money 5 years ago, had we known he broke into a house 7 years ago, we probably wouldn't have put him in charge of other people's money. These people are mentally ill. They're delusional. And the problem is they're actually running the state. I mean, I look at this stuff and I'm like, there's no way. There's no way any sane person could think that's a good idea. Nobody with a brain could think that's a good idea. Yet the brainless Dems are moving forward with it, and they will destroy this state. We will have wealthy states and we will have poor states. New York will be a poor one.
I want to bring up Joe Biden one more time because you said, Mike, all these things that he flipped on. Less than 15 years ago, he was also against gay marriage, by the way. And
oh,
now
for sure.
He's having pride festivals with people with their tops off in the middle of the White House lawn. So
yeah, I continue to say, boy, did they destroy that. I mean, I 100% support support just being good to people, right?
Yep.
I've always said that.
Yep.
Like, look, I believe, first of all, God doesn't make junk. I believe people were born gay. I've had friends that were gay, that are gay. I believe they were born gay. I believe they needed to be treated with respect.
Yep.
But somewhere along the line, we went from, you know, treating people with respect and fighting for equality to, I don't like gay people if I don't want my five-year-old at a drag show.
Yeah.
And it's just ridiculous. Yep.
Or you're a bad person if you don't think it's appropriate to have somebody with their tits out in the middle of a White House lawn, right, at a pride front. I mean, it's just getting worse and worse and worse. And I think the biggest problem is, Mike, is they just slap you in the face with it. It's no longer what you said, right? I respect you. You do what you want. I do what I want. Boom, done. Now it's like we have to get inundated with this in schools, colleges, workplaces.
Yeah,
it's just pushed on you everywhere you go. You can't get away from it.
Yeah, no, it's brutal. Yep, I agree. Let's play a fun video, right?
Yeah.
This is I meant to start the show off with this video, and I didn't. And it really is. We got to come up with like a game show. Like, what did he say? Give me one second here. Let me find
what I do with my videos.
What did he say? This is I'm trying to figure out like who is less coherent. Is it this one we got to talk about too. The Pentagon found $6.2 billion with a B dollars for Ukraine. If that's not corrupt, I don't know what is.
Where do you find that?
The fact that we're paying our taxes continuously, paying your tax bills, and these people are just shelling money over to other countries like this is crazy.
The president again.
So this is Fetterman
and now,
introducing Joe Biden. So. Who introduces who, right? I mean, when you listen to this, like this is the president of the United States and Mr. Fetterman, who elects these people? Like if you're a Democrat, you say, look, I'm not voting for a Republican. Okay. But who steps up to the plate and says, I want this guy to represent me?
I'm standing next to the president again, next to a collapsed bridge here.
Next to a collapsed bridge.
Here to commit to work with the governor and the delegation to make sure that we get this
the delegation.
Quick,
what the freak is a delegation?
Make sure that we get this fixed quick, fast as well too. This is
as
a president that is committed to infrastructure.
He's committed to infrastructure. I love that. I've never been committed to infrastructure. What is infrastructure?
He's got two more issues with that word, too, coming up next.
Infrastructure.
Yeah, keep going.
Top of that, the jewel law of the inflation bill that is going to make sure that there's going to be bridges all across like this, all across the America getting rebuilt. And now I'm standing.
So I will say this, though, Mike, to the Democrats' credit, this actually might be a genius move. Have him speak, and then Biden looks like he's Donald Trump
smart.
Jr., right?
Yeah.
I mean, this might be a no-brainer.
Where do I go? Where do I go?
This might be a no-brainer move for them on the campaign trail.
It's definitely.
Introduce
that
Fetterman.
That could be the VP.
Yeah.
The VP.
Yeah.
Did you see that? I'm sure you did the stickers. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Biden Fetterman.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean.
How pitiful is that? And, you know, for those of you who say, oh, you're making fun of him, he's got issues. Well, he shouldn't be in that position.
No.
He shouldn't be in that position, right?
No.
That's a very, very important position. You know, we're talking about leading America and our kids and putting them in a better position. Certainly, if you hopped on a plane and you found out these two were the pilots, you wouldn't get on it, right?
No.
If you were on a bus and he started talking like that, I would be very nervous that we weren't going to make it from point A to point B.
If you went to your financial planner, he sounded like that. Would you do anything with that?
Right.
I also think, Mike, too, these guys, the media will do everything they can to defend it, too. And I will say, personally, the Republicans got what they deserved on this one, though. Mm-hmm. This is what happens, Ronna McDaniel, when you run Dr. Oz against him.
I'll tell you, the challenge, though, and this is the challenge, because we talked to Glenn a lot about this, and like everybody criticizes the Republican Party for the candidates, and I'm there, too.
Yeah.
The problem is these Democrats are so slimy and scummy now, right? And they destroy your life.
Yeah.
And you have to be prepared. If you're going to run, you've got to be prepared to take it. But your family's got to be prepared to take that, right?
Yep.
I mean, they'll be bringing up stuff. Oh, your wife, did this 25 years ago, right? So, I mean, it's unbelievable how much you have to put up with, and you've got to have some money and resources to be able to do it. And the reason I say that is because they're going to try to destroy your life and your business, right? I mean, they're going to try to do that. That's what they do, and they stop at nothing. Nothing gets in their way to destroy your life. So when you look at candidates, you think, okay, boy, who wants to step up and do that? You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I certainly don't.
No, but I think there's a difference, though. The only thing I'll say to you is, Mike, you and Glenn have built a business, and you guys have a comfortable life because of the business that you guys have worked your asses off to build.
Yeah.
For a lot of people out there, they don't have that, right? And politics, and I agree with what you're saying.
Most of the Democrats don't. That's why they don't care.
True.
Right? There's nothing that they have to. Fetterman, what does he have to lose?
True.
Right?
This is true.
His Jedi jersey that he's wearing, or whatever that thing is that he wears, his $5 champion shorts. I mean, what is he? They've got nothing to lose. And when they do get busted, like Hunter Biden, they don't go to jail.
Right.
So what do you got to lose, right? But you and I, we've got a business to lose.
Right.
We've got a reputation to lose, right? They're going to try to lie and do whatever they can. Nancy Pelosi said it. But it doesn't matter. Throw it out there. Who cares? Let it go. And if we find out it's wrong, it's too late. Now they have to chase and fix it. That's exactly what they do.
Yep.
And then we're left with, I mean, God bless, Oz. I don't know, Dr. Oz, at least he was coherent. I mean, at least it was full sentences. I mean, I didn't think he was that bad. I just think, who in the world would vote for this guy? I mean, he doesn't even know his own name half the goddamn time.
I agree with you. And I'm not suggesting that I wouldn't have voted for Dr. Oz, because obviously I would have. It's just a matter of, I think at some point here, you know, Republicans have to put their best foot forward, and I think at times they don't. I think at times they pick candidates because, you might be right, Mike, it might be a lack of candidates that they have to pick somebody.
Yeah.
We see it here, too.
Yeah. No, local. And you see that more, especially in some of the local races where you're like, are you kidding me? Right?
Yeah.
Like, they just, you know, expect New York, there's no Republican money here.
Yeah.
And we've said this forever, and I do believe we're right. And that's why Scott, when he went on The View, I said, if you really want to win in places like New York, you have to aggressively attack, almost to the point where the media has to pick you up, right? They have to pick you up. If you're not going to do that, you don't have any chance. You have to play the Donald Trump card, which is, I'm going to go after you, I'm going to attack you, I'm going to call the mainstream media in every step I get, and I'm going to force them to follow me so you get some press out of it. And again, but we've said this time and time again, Zeldin didn't do that. I mean, he should have gone on The View. He should have debated with those ladies. That would have gone a long way for people going, you know what, this guy, maybe he is making sense, right? And they don't do that. There's certainly the most of the party, half of the Republican Party is useless, and 100% of, in my opinion, the Democrat Party is beyond useless, mentally ill.
Yeah.
I mean, to be part of that party and say, we're going to defund the police, we're going to have open borders, we're going to make it easier and easier and easier for criminals to get back out in the street, knowing that crime is already up 50% in this state, is just mind-blowing to me. Are you still that brain dead? Like, you're still not waking up to see some of these stats? Because a lot of these Democrats go, oh, my dad was a Democrat, my mom was a Democrat, so, and they support the working class men and women, so I just got to be a Democrat. Like, have you looked in it at all? Just a little bit. Just a little. Just a little. Have you looked at crime just a little bit? Have you looked at your taxes just a little bit? Just a little bit. No.
This is the same state, Mike, and the same leaders that now have crack vending machines or crack pipe vending machines in Florida, right? The same.
But if you're a Democrat, right? Like, aren't you walking around going, "This is asinine"? I mean, this is to the point where, come on, I've got to change my vote a little bit here. No.
No, but Trump is angry.
Trump is bad.
Yeah. Yeah, he's bad.
Trump is mean.
Bad, bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah. Here's where your tax dollars are going, by the way. They just happened to misplace, by the way, Mike, just happened to misplace a little bit of money.
For execution of President Bradley. Following up from some announcements earlier this year, during the department's regular oversight of our execution of presidential drawdown authority for Ukraine, we discovered inconsistencies in equipment valuation for Ukraine. In a significant number of cases, services used replacement costs rather than net book value, thereby overestimating the value of the equipment drawn down from U.S. stocks and provided to Ukraine. Once we discovered this misvaluation, the comptroller reissued guidance on March 31st, clarifying how to value equipment in line with the financial management regulation and DoD policy to ensure we use the most accurate of accounting methods. We have confirmed that for FY23, the final calculation is $3.6 billion, and for FY22, it is $2.6 billion for a combined total of $6.2 billion. These valuation errors in no way limit or restricted the size of any of our PDAs or impacted the provision of support to Ukraine.
And so $6.2 billion they found. Well, maybe you could return it to the taxpayers.
You know,
that would be a good start.
Yeah.
No. They shuffled it right back off to Ukraine.
Can't do that. When are people going to wake? This is what the most interesting thing is. Like, my friend on Twitter,
they are waking up. I continue to say that. And we've got they're moving, right? They're just leaving. They're moving faster than ever. And I have to continue to remain partly positive in the back of my brain to think, okay, New York is going to continue to be a total disaster, but the country will be saved by people just saying, I've had enough of New York. I don't have a voice there anymore. I'm going to make Florida great. By the way, crime down to a 90-year low and in Miami. So for those of you mentally ill dirtbag Dems who aren't bright enough to actually look at the facts, Miami at a 90-year low. Florida, by the way, at a 50-year low when it comes to crime. Just the opposite in the state of New York. So don't tell me that things are better. If they are better, by the way, I don't see any moving trucks coming from Florida back up to New York. I don't see any of the Democrats. By the way, there was more registered Democrats in Florida than there was Republicans just 4 years ago. Where are those Dems? If they miss being controlled by government so much, why aren't they relocating up to New York? It should be a 50-50. It should be the Dems are so disgusted with their freedom down there that they're moving up to New York, and the Republicans want their freedom and they're moving. It should be an equal swap, but it's not. It's not.
No. And again, I don't know what it's going to take these people. I use an Adam Kinzinger, right? I know he's an absolute buffoon, but still. He is so pro Ukraine, you know, war and with Russia, and it's just like, this isn't working, guys. It's not working. We're over a year now, and we're funneling money there. What's Europe funneling? Are they funneling the same amount of money we are? I'm gonna guess no, right? So we just keep funneling money there and acting like, oh, they're putting up a great fight. Well, we need to actually have a president that maybe has a backbone to say enough is enough, and we need to fix this. And I do believe, Mike, do you believe Donald Trump when he says give him 24 hours and he'll fix that problem?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
I believe
real
it's
easy.
Not that hard.
Real easy. We've said this from day one. If you want to fix that problem, you can help the United States of America by becoming energy independent. You announce immediately that you're going to drill, baby, drill. Prices will start. The futures market will start to price that in. Gasoline will go down to $1.50 a gallon. Yep. It'll be great for America as they, can use some of that money to go pay for milk and cookies and everything else that's up, 75%. And we can start to supply Europe with some fuel, and it'll just, that will economically crush Russia. There's no doubt about it.
And then, Mike, I don't know if you have this on your list today, but then we also had Blinken saying that Taiwan independence is not important to the United States.
Scary.
So just opening up the doors for China to say, okay, we're going in. I mean, that's what makes no sense, right?
Makes a lot of sense when you're being paid by the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, true.
That's exactly right.
True, but logic would say if you're fighting for Ukraine's border, mm-hmm. you would fight for Taiwan's border, too.
That would be logic, yes. That would something be logic. That the Democrats do not have. They've totally lost that.
Yeah. You would also think you'd fight for your own border, but you would think that would be something.
I'll tell you what. Did you see Donald, by the way, coming out, and he is being very, very aggressive now on and an issue, obviously, that's very close to us, arresting drug dealers and being very proactive. So Trump calls for death penalty for drug dealers. Fox Bear notes it would apply to women he champions. So who cares? I don't care if it's a woman or a man who's a drug dealer.
Right.
You know, if you're a drug dealer, 100%, I'm all for the death penalty. 100%. That is 25 to 30% of ending this would be to say, we're going to take these drug dealers, we're going to be very harsh with you, we're going to put you in jail forever.
Yep.
That's part of it. And obviously, the other part is securing our border so they can't have it as easy to get the drugs over the border. Yes, 93% of all the drugs, all the fentanyl coming over into this country are coming over through that southern border. So we need a wall. We need to protect it. We need to be tough on it. And when we catch these people, we can't let them go and then clean their record up 5 years later. They've got to be caught. I'm all for it. You're sneaking fentanyl into this country. You get busted. You're dealing fentanyl on the east side of Buffalo or in a suburb of Buffalo. We catch you. You go to jail forever or the death penalty. I'm great with it.
Yeah, and I don't think it's even something that should be debated at this point. We're not talking about dealing pot to your friends, right? We're talking about, not that that should be okay, I'm just making a point.
Well, by the way, that's happening more and more now. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yes, it is. I actually know somebody that I went to high school with that just got arrested for that.
Yeah.
But at this point, if you're dealing fentanyl, if you're dealing heroin, if you're dealing crack or meth, we know that's killing people, folks. It's not maybe you got a bad batch. No, it's killing people.
Right.
That is a murder. Right. And you're dealing drugs and you're murdering people. It shouldn't be even debated.
No, shouldn't even be debated.
Life in prison without parole or death penalty.
Shouldn't be debated. They're putting this fentanyl in the drugs because it's very addictive. Apparently, I don't do drugs, but some people can actually do cocaine once a quarter. Right. So they can do it once a quarter. And with this fentanyl, though, they're getting addicted to it, right? Because people will say, well, why would a drug dealer do that? Why would a drug dealer put in fentanyl? Because they're killing their customer base. Well, yeah, but if you kill one out of 100, but 75% of your base is only doing this quarterly, and now you can get them to do it weekly or daily, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's the point of this is
get
them extremely addicted, hooked on it, so they're back every single day. At 100% need to go to jail. Now, we all knew this was going to happen. I've got to go back in the archives and find out where Glenn and I talked about this. We did a whole show on as New York legalizes marijuana, supposedly for tax revenue, how they will actually lose tax revenue. More people will use marijuana. Many people, by the way, will use marijuana because it's legal, right?
Yeah.
Meaning that, I used to get tested every quarter. I work at XYZ car shop or whatever, and they used to test me quarterly, but now that it's legal, they don't test me. So I'm not going to go buy it legally where I've got to go pay all these taxes. But I am going to go back to smoking it once in a while, and I'm going to go back, right back to my buddy Jimmy, who's been a illegal drug dealer for the last 75 years and not paying any taxes. And I love how New York thinks that all of a sudden Jimmy's going to say, hey, you know what? It's legal. I think I'm going to file a tax return here, right?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you can't even do that. You can't. I mean, it takes forever to get a permit. They're only giving a few permits, right? So, the fact of the matter is there will be very little tax revenue that is brought in from legal marijuana. Yes, more people will be smoking marijuana. More illegal drug dealers will be making more illegal money. And they can never figure this out. And by the way, even if they did capture all this money, New York State would piss it away anyways. I said that about the casinos years ago. We did show after show after show on the casinos. And I was supportive of a casino with the word butt in it. And they, what do you mean, Mike? Well, we had these casinos going up in Niagara Falls, right?
Yep.
And we did have a rise in people addicted to gambling. The clinics and the support staff around Western New York, the numbers were up because people were going over to Canada. They were getting addicted to the slots and addicted to blackjack and all that stuff and then coming back. So we had all the negative where they were coming back here to get help to try to get away from it and none of the positive. But my butt was if you're going to set this up, so you're going to give Niagara Falls the right, the Senecas the right to set this up, you're going to get this revenue from the casino. Very rarely do casinos lose money. You know, they do generate money. So, but you have to specifically use it and assign it to projects. Because if you think you're going to hand it back to New York State and they're going to use it wisely to improve, let's say, Niagara Falls, you are sadly mistaken. And sure enough, we were 100% spot on. I mean, I said, look, if you think you're going to get $10 million a year in revenue, first of all, don't assign it to the general budget. It can't say, okay, well, we're going to use it for everyday milk and cookies because you are going to get addicted to that. And if that money's not there, you're going to get in trouble, number one. Number two, assign it to things like, hey, there's crack houses that need to be knocked over, and we need to make shovel-ready land in Niagara Falls. Okay, let's do that, right? Let's give a tax break maybe to some developers. All right, we've got $10 million worth of tax breaks that we can give to developers. We can use that money to offset. If you specifically assigned it to projects, I think Niagara Falls would have been a very different place. They didn't do that. Like they do with everything, they take the money from the tolls. They lie to you and say it's going to be to help the roads and bridges. We all know that's BS. So, you know, 5 cents out of a dollar ends up going back to the roads and bridges. 95 cents ends up back in the welfare pot. It's exactly what happened with the casinos. That's exactly what would have happened here. If they captured 100% of this money, New York State would have pissed it away. No doubt about it. That's just what we do.
My one argument to all this, too, is just like, maybe we should stop promoting drug use in this state and other states. I don't know, right? Like, and again, I'm not an anti-pot guy, so I don't want to sound like I am, but I'm just making a point. Like, everything is like, we need more options for drugs. Okay, yeah. Great. We need more alcohol. Great. Okay. How about we promote more working and more being useful and a productive member of society? Let's maybe promote that, because that will actually help our economy,
21% of the state on welfare right now. Can't find people to work, right? Shortage of labor, can't find people to work, 21% of the state on welfare. That is just blows my mind. 21% of the state. And it was funny, I think it was Ted Cruz or one of them was interviewing somebody about jobs, and she said, well, we have too many jobs in this country. Like, we have 59 million people on welfare, and we have too many jobs. Yeah. Well, we have too many jobs for the people who don't want to, you know, want to work. There's not enough people to work to fill those jobs. Yes, we do have too many jobs. But if you took the 59 million people on welfare and said, hey, I think you should work today, Billy, we would need more jobs.
And I will say this, if government could just do and live in the life, Mike, that like someone like you or I lives every day, where you wake up as a business owner and you have to have people that are here working for you because you pay them a salary, you pay them bonus, whatever it is, and they need to be here, and then they don't want to be, right? And I'm not saying we have employees like that. I'm just saying business owners have to deal with a lot, right? Yeah. And it's difficult when you have to retrain people because somebody shows up for 1 week and leaves. Yep. It's not easy. And we've had that, Mike. Both of us have had that, right? We have a great staff here, and we have great employees at our office, but we've had employees in the past that don't want to work, are jerks to clients, whatever it may be. It's not easy to just plug and play and replace people, but the government doesn't realize that. To them, it's like, oh, you're a business owner. You're lucky and fortunate. No, it's a lot of work, right? Retraining one position, Mike, takes months.
Yes.
Months.
Yep. No, they don't see any of that because the Dems have never owned businesses, none of them. And the very few that do, they get to the point where they've figured out how to use the government to work for them, right? And that's how could somebody be a billionaire and be so supportive of big government? Well, it's because it's their biggest client, right? It's their biggest donor. You know, they were the ones that got the billions of dollars worth of free money and tax breaks, right? I sound like a broken record. The likelihood is that you and I and Glenn will never be billionaires. And the fact of the matter is, to get to that level, you have to use the government at this point, right?
I'd even be Nancy Pelosi, Mike. Give me $70 million. Yeah. I don't need to be a billionaire. Just give me the $70 million.
She's 270.
270.
You're thinking of Chucky Schumer. Schumer's only 70, right? But to that point, $270 million. You use the government to do it, right? That's what they're doing. They're using government, big government, to do it. And it doesn't matter who it is. Elon Musk. I love what Elon's doing with Twitter. I love the fact that he's fighting for freedom and the message out there. Fact of the matter is, he got $1 billion for a factory in Buffalo. He didn't put that $1 billion up. We did. You and I did.
Yep.
That was my money. That was your money that went into that empty warehouse right now that got reassigned five times over. And guess what he does? He goes, yeah, it didn't work out the way I thought. Remember, we were going to promise you like 40,000 jobs, and we got four now.
Yep.
There's four. Yeah.
Did you hear, by the way, Hayflick and I talked about this morning on the morning show. Alyssa Farah Griffin, former Trump supporter and staffer, she says on CNN, of course, did not swear on under oath on Donald Trump. Did not swear on oath to Donald Trump. Got it. She didn't swear to oath to Donald Trump, but she swore to oath to the Constitution, Mike. So a former, who doesn't like Trump anymore, by the way, on CNN, talking about the Constitution being everything, as we're seeing what's going on every day right now. Yeah. Could you imagine pretending, being on CNN, that you are a Constitution oather?
Yeah. I wonder what they got on her. I wonder what they got on her. That's what you have to ask.
She's also on The View, by the way. No big deal.
Of course, yeah. What do they have on her? That's when they turned that radical, you think, what did they find on her? Yeah. What did they uncover? Yep.
She did not swear to be under Donald Trump. She swore to be under the Constitution. Okay. Yep. I mean, these people, too, with the again, I'm going to pick on my guy Kinzinger. Same thing. He's a constitutionalist, right? He's all about the Constitution. Yet he does a January 6th committee, wastes all of our taxpayer money on nothing for Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Right? But he's all about the Constitution.
Yeah, I bet.
Showed video that he wanted to show, not that was actually out there, right? I mean, that's the other thing. I go back to that January 6th for a minute. I'm like, are we ever going to see that footage?
Mm-mm.
Ever?
Mm-mm.
Can we get an hour of it?
No, you'll never see any of it. That January 6th is buried. The FBI agents that were escorting people in, the police officers that were walking people around the Capitol. Hey, you know, I think you want a snack? The whole thing is a joke, an absolute joke. Should they have stormed the Capitol? The answer is no. Were they welcomed in by FBI agents? It's pretty obvious. The answer is yes.
Yeah.
Scary. Scary where we are right now. That's why you got to watch everything you do. Because the Democrats spend 100% of their time trying to bait you, trying to line you up, trying to catch you. And the minute they do, then they hold it against you. And you have Joe Biden, who's all, corrupt as heck, right? $5 million, him and Hunter got each from Burisma and Ukrainian or election interference.
Yep.
And, but you can walk away with that as long as you just tout the agenda. It's fine. Fine. No
All
problem.
The while, Ray Epps and Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein has no clients, of course, and Ray Epps walks away with nothing, too, for his January 6th. I mean, that's, again, when you talk about what happened with Hunter yesterday, when you talk about Ray Epps, when you talk about Jeffrey Epstein's client list, there's no one going after any of those people.
No.
Yet Donald Trump is going to be in court for the next 2 years.
That's right.
They don't care.
That's right. Well, Epstein's wife is in jail for trafficking.
No one.
No one. Yeah. No one got. I mean, we're doing that because their privacy, whatever. No, we don't do that. We never did that, right? Like, so. There's been shows where the police trap people for trying to have sex with minors, right?
Right.
I mean, it was a funny show. I mean, not funny because these people are sick, but like, you know, oh, geez, I was just coming over to say hi. Well, to catch a predator, remember?
Yeah.
To catch a predator, right?
Yeah.
And then, you know what? We list them as sex offenders. So, like, hey, I'm moving into XYZ town. Moving into the town of Hunter. And when I move into the town of Hunter, I can go to the sex registry and find out if there's any sexual predators in that. Now, by the way, that's another thing. Well, so what does that get wiped off your record after 7 years?
Yeah, probably.
So I move into a town and I look and I find out, boy, that town looks really clean. There's no sexual predators there. And then something happens to my son, my daughter, and we find out that, Billy was a sexual predator, and he had been arrested multiple times for that. But the Democrats thought it was good to clean his record so he could start over again. Well, he started over again, and that's what'll happen.
I love this, too, when the Democrats say, Trump's on the Epstein list. Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. If Trump was on the Epstein list, we would have had it 1,400 days ago.
That's
right?
The only name that would have been released. I assure you of that.
Yeah, sure.
1,000%.
Yeah. I mean, you can't make up. And what's sad about that, Mike, is there were kids and young adults that were actually abused by Jeffrey Epstein and many others,
and
we there's not even a care in the world to go get that list.
No,
I have a tweet every day and I count up. We're at 1,444 days.
Democrats
right now.
And Republicans, the number one priority should be our children. Always, right? 100%. There is nothing that I care about more in the world than my children. That's it, my children, right? And I can't imagine. Democrats or Republicans thinking we wouldn't want to get to the bottom of this. It's the same argument with fentanyl, right? We're not losing kids to COVID. That was all bullshit from day one. We all from day two, We knew that this was not going to kill kids, right? They were so worried about the kids in their masks. But they have no care about these kids dying of fentanyl, which is the number one reason kids die, by the way. It's not gun violence. It's not
COVID. As Joe Biden said Saturday, by the way.
Yeah. It's, well, that's a lie.
Yeah.
It's 100% the drug problem we have in this country that the Democrats continue to let foster, continue to let build, and continue to support. You are supporting it. If you think it's a good idea to clean up a drug dealer's record after 7 or 8 years, and they go back on the streets with a fresh outlook on life, and they, you know, traffic some more fentanyl and kill some more people, that's you. That's you. But our children are the number one thing. It should, that list should have been immediately released, right? And maybe not, okay, on his, I don't think it would be fair to say, okay, somebody is on the airplane, right? Because there, I'm sure there was good people that were on that airplane, right?
Right.
I mean, so I'm sure there were people that didn't know Epstein's background. Although after a while, lots of people know. I mean, ask Melinda Gates. Remember, she was like, "Yeah, it was sort of creepy. I didn't know why Bill kept, you know."
I think you
around.
Go there once and you know what's going on there. Probably,
yeah.
I
would yeah, assume. But to put his wife in jail, that means we know it absolutely 100% happened. Okay, so once we know it happened, now I want to know who was on that list. Now I want to know who did it. Now I want to know why they're in jail. Because clearly they're in jail because somebody did something inappropriate. You brought a young female, you brought a young male, whoever it was, and somebody did something inappropriate with that person. I want the list. Let's get to the bottom of it. Expose these people so it doesn't happen again so we can protect our damn children. Instead, the Democrats are more worried about, hey, you're not accepting a transgender story hour at the library right. for Billy.
And let's not act like, this is the other thing, Mike, to your point, too. Let's not act like we've never investigated something like this, like a child sex trafficking ring. Like,
we should be.
We do it every year in this country. We investigate all the time. You can't do it now?
Mike, they got FBI agents showing up at PTO meetings.
Yeah.
Showing up at PTO meetings. Seriously?
Yeah.
Showing up at PTO meetings because what? Because my son might take his mask down under his nose? Are you out of your mind? These people are freaking crazy.
You
had something funny we didn't get to.
What,
like you guys talked about something funny this morning. I said, oh,
facial recognition.
Oh, that's right. Yes. We'll end with that, by the way.
Yes.
This, by the way, brought to you by our home and auto division. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies to save you money when it comes to your home and auto insurance. And you business owners out there, you want to work with a conservative organization. You want to work with people that think like you. We can insure really whatever it is. So your dental practice, your grocery store, your hair salon, your warehouse, whatever it is, we can help you. I drag race cars for fun. You guys are helping me insure my drag car.
Yep.
So now they're not going to insure it to go down the track, but it's going to insure to, you know, God forbid it caught on fire in a warehouse or got stolen or something like that. So really, and even especially hot rod cars. Like,
yeah.
You know, my father's got an old 67 Chevelle. You know,
yep.
There's specific companies that just focus on that. So we can shop over 25 companies to save you money when it comes to your home and auto. And, of course, our investment planners, we've got certified financial planners, registered investment advisors, certified Social Security claiming strategists, so we can help with that and help you make a plan and set a roadmap. So 833-FIN-GUYS, and don't forget about our website, thefinancialguys.com.
So this is an article, facial recognition. A proposed bill would require private businesses and residential buildings to obtain a customer's written consent before their information is captured, whether it be facial or whatever, okay? Critics argue, though, Mike, that this technology increases the risk of racial profiling and should only be used by law enforcement. So just so you understand, business owners out there, if you have cameras in your businesses to make sure that crimes aren't being committed in your stores,
in your
offices, whatever, that is now racial profiling.
I could see that. So that when you walk in, the camera says, oh, you're black? That's what the camera says as it talk back to you? It's a new AI technology?
Apparently, according to them.
Okay. All right. How ridiculous is this? It doesn't stop. It doesn't. Is this a New York City thing?
Yeah. So it's actually, so Madison Square Garden owner James Dolan has come under fire for using this technology to bar his personal enemies from venues in the city. But this is what Shahana Hanif, a Democrat in Brooklyn, says. Studies have consistently shown that this technology has a high error high error rates for darker-skinned people. Mm. We're headed down a dystopian path if we're conceding that a facial recognition scan is a prerequisite to buying eggs. Mm. Well,
there you go.
Here's what I would suggest, Shahana. Maybe we should tell people, no matter what color or gender you are, to stop looting and destroying stores.
There you go.
And then we wouldn't need to do these things.
There you go.
Right?
There
I have a client, my own client that you know about, Mike, had a grocery store that was looted.
Right.
During the winter storm in Buffalo. Yeah. Why? Because Mark Poloncarz told police officers, don't go out there.
No, and then he was dumb enough to tell the public.
Right.
Yeah, well, we're telling the police to stay at home. Oh, goody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And by the way, they didn't steal the milk and cookies. They ransacked the place.
Yeah. Destroyed registers.
I shouldn't say that. They did steal the cookies. They didn't steal the basic needs. Like, they didn't go in and leave a note. Because, by the way, I think many of us, if we were stuck in a car in front of a grocery store and there was a possibility of life or death, what I would have done is broken into that store. I would have made sure I left my name, number. I would have 100% paid for any damages I've done. I wouldn't ransack the store like a scumbag. I would, you know, take some food, water, enough to be able to survive a little bit, and pay it back. And the grocery store owner would understand that. Like, okay, I get it, right? These scumbags went in. They remember the pictures of them stealing TVs.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Nothing says, you know, I need survival like stealing a 50 inch. You know, there's nothing says that. Nothing says, you know, look at me survive and make it through this winter storm like walking through the streets of Buffalo with a 50 inch flat screen.
And Mike, I will say this specific client, to your point about not taking the milk and cookies, they were just throwing meats on the floor.
Yeah, just destroying.
Just destroying the place.
Just
like if you're again, to your point, like if I was ever in dire need, and
if
do
they
something,
broke in and grabbed some meat, right, and some rolls, and made some sandwiches, and left a note that said, "Look, I'm sorry, I didn't know what else to do."
Yeah.
First of all, we know that owner of the store, great people.
Yeah.
They would have said, "Look, we'll figure it out." You know what I mean? We'll work through it, right? That's not what they did. That's not. It's just like when they come in and steal, you know, everything but the work boots, right? Like, they're looting. You know, they're trying to get, you know, their fair share. Well, you know, how about steal some work boots so you could go back to work and earn your fair share the following day?
Yeah, or take a job application from that store you're stealing from and go
to
work. Yeah, that might be another idea.
Yeah, no. That'd be too hard. All right, we'll wrap it up here.
Yep.
Mike Spiraza, Mike Lomas, who need us throughout the week, 833-FIN-GUYS. Where's our list of all our media stuff here? Let's see here. Financialguysmedia.com, 833-FIN-GUYS. If you think like us, if you want to interview our team, don't forget about our one-stop financial shop when it comes to Social Security experts thinking about retirement. You got to think about Social Security. We have certified experts. College planning. You have a son or daughter, freshman, sophomore, never too early to start planning. But if you haven't planned, junior, senior, call our Mike Shaver, our certified college planning expert. He can help. Of course, home and auto. I'm sitting next to this guy, the president of that division. Give us 14 minutes. Let us shop over 25 companies to save you money. Whether it comes to your RV, your boat, whatever it is, we can help save you money. Let us shop for you. And our Medicare team, turning 65, think of the financial guys. We can help you. Independent, AHIP certified Medicare reps that can help make the right decision when it comes to you and your Medicare. 833-FIN-GUYS. We'll see you Saturday on financialguysmedia.com and some of the radio stations that are in New York, Buffalo, Rochester, all the way out to Syracuse. We actually get some Canadian. We haven't had a lot of Canadian callers, but we know you listen. So we'll see you then. Take care.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.